Track 6, Motivation to do the Nonsensical. Let's talk about how to motivate residents to do these rather nonsensical, non-productive activities like caps in a bowl and the bank exercise. I have two standard approaches I use. The first approach is to say, this is a hand exercise and this is going to help your hands, which is actually the truth. In my mind, and hopefully in yours too, it's much better that the resident is sitting there trying to manipulate a gallon milk bottle cap and moving their fingers while increasing blood supply, decreasing stiffness, as opposed to sitting there with their hands totally immobile. A second way I have of presenting this nonsensical, non-product producing activity to residents is to say, here's a game I'd like for you to try, or here's a game that I'd like for you to play. Your knowledge of the resident and your own way of relating will dictate exactly how you decide to introduce success therapy activities to your residents. Also, a note before I go on to color sorting, when the resident drops the caps into the bowl or the cap into the bank, watch their alertness level increase with the sound of the cap hitting the plastic bowl. With many residents, not all of course, but with many, this sound, the dropped cap, seems to stimulate their sense of accomplishment that they have done something. Question 6. What are two ways to motivate your resident to do a nonsensical, non-product producing success therapy activity?